playing clubs and everything, it's like there's always that middleman there that you have to go through in order to work. And I've kind of been focused on positioning myself to where I don't have to deal with the middleman. I can just go straight to the people and either bring my music to them or present whatever I want to present and let them have the opportunity to buy it.
The music that you're creating right now, is it influenced by the feeling and the mood of this pandemic?
Some of it's from the feeling of what we're all going through with the COVID situation, but a lot of that energy can be kind of negative. So I try to redirect my focus into other things that bring me positive vibe, and I'm drawing inspiration from that as well. So I've been, watching a lot of documentaries, reading books, spending more time with my family, and letting those things inspire the work that I'm doing, more so than the anxiety and some of those feelings associated with COVID.
You and your wife have 3 kids at home. All of them are now being forced to e-learn. How have you used your music, perhaps, to add to that education for them?
That's actually interesting because, since they're all e-learning, well, I've been doing that with them, of course, because they're home with me every day. So I make sure they get that done. But they're also, interested in music just on their own. They're all, picking up keyboards and instruments around the house and just practicing. I'm not telling them to do it there, but, my daughter's, teaching herself how to play the piano, and there's, several songs that I just hear her just playing over and over and over again that she's picked up by ear, and just, they're becoming better and better at music just because they're stuck in the house with instruments. It's kind of interesting. I guess it's the example that I said, because I spend a lot of time practicing. And of course, they see that's how I kind of spend a lot of my time. And they're kind of just following that same path a little bit.
What kind of conversations have you been having as a family surrounding the uncertainty of the COVID-19 pandemic?
My children's biggest concern is whether or not they're going to be able to go back to school in the fall. My middle child, Savannah, she's getting ready to go into middle school, and she's graduating elementary school this year, so they can't have their graduation. And they're still, even though things are starting to open back up, there's still a little bit of uncertainty about what state things will be in when school starts back up again. So, I just try to be as reassuring as I can and let them know whatever the situation deals with, we'll all handle it together and things will be fine ultimately.
If people are looking for some music to kind of uplift them and help them through this, what would you recommend?
Of course, I would recommend my music first, but I've been dealing with a subgenre of hip-hop called lo-fi hip-hop, and the whole culture of this niche of music is relaxation, mellow vibe, being in a calm and focused and relaxed space. So I would steer people into checking some of that out. There's quite a few live streams on YouTube where the music just plays 24/7. You can just type in lo-fi hip-hop into YouTube search engine and just try out one of the live streams that come up. The music is very good for just tuning everything out and just being in a calm state.
Well, we hope to see you in person soon, and we'll enjoy your music online until then. Thank you so much for sharing with us, Brandon.
Oh, absolutely, Jill. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. I enjoy it every time.